Hi, home care, how can I help you?
Yes, I was trying to look for a personal home aid in my area. Did you guys offer that?
Sure. Okay. So do you want to like have someone like a caregiver come into your house and help you?
Yes, for my adult daughter.
Sure. Okay, just hold on. Okay, so what is your daughter's name?
Allison Campbell. And we're in West Plains, Missouri.
Okay, so how do I spell her name, please?
Alyson.
Son, okay. And the last name?
Campbell.
So you said Campbell. B-E-L-L.
B-E-L-L.
Okay,
Campbell.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
So do you guys offer services like that?
Yeah, sure, we do. So let me just see here. Okay. And what age is your daughter?
She's 22.
Okay. Do you have her date of birth?
9/9/03.
You said 9/9/2003?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, just hold on. Does your daughter have Medicaid?
Yes, she does.
Okay. Okay, just hold on. Let me see what we get here. Just checking the Medicaid status. Okay. So she has active Medicaid. Let me just confirm the address. I pulled up information here from Medicaid. Is the address 7708 County Road 8320 West Plains?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So do you have any, like, do you want to be her caregiver? And get paid for helping her? Okay.
No, I'm her guardian. I cannot. She also has a personal assistant, but she also needs a regular aide. I think she has like 2.5 hours, 3 days a week right now, mornings. But we may possibly need to change that to like in the afternoon. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm just trying to call around and see. Because we've had one and she quit recently.
Oh.
We're going through a different company.
Okay. Okay, so you want, so you have someone in mind that you want them to be the caregiver, or you want we should provide you with a caregiver?
Well, if I can find a caregiver, how does that work? Because I've had to go through a company so far.
So
I can provide my...
Yeah, you can, if you want, like, you give me just their name and their phone number, and, you know, you just confirm with them that they want to work for her, and then, you know,
And that is different from the PA, correct?
What do you mean from the PA? It's like, it's just a caregiver. It's not anything, like, you don't need to have any certification or something, like.
Yeah, I mean, because the state pays for it, and her PA is through Acumen.
Oh.
So it has to be something completely different.
Yeah, it is different, I think. I think it's different.
But she already has a personal assistant 40 hours a week.
Oh, okay. With what agency is she?
That is through Acumen.
And that is assistant? Like, that is a caregiver, or that is a nurse, or what is that?
It is a personal assistant.
Oh, okay. And you want another one, like, you want to see if she can get approved for another one.
Well, if she has a personal assistant, the state makes her also have an aide.
Oh, okay, that is perfect. Okay, so let's see.
They just can't be there at the same time, you know?
Oh, right, okay, that makes sense. Like, yeah, okay. So who do we want to be the caregiver to be?
Well, I mean, I didn't know that was a possibility, but I have a couple people in mind. If there's that we can contact each other again and figure out if that's for sure, like, going to be a thing that works. Because I didn't know that was an option before. If it is, then that's great.
Sure. Okay, so let me first, take her information and, like, so, it, like, it takes a few, like 2 weeks, you know, till you get approved. So I think we can just first start with that, and then you will let me know later today, if you need it, who the caregiver will be. Could that work for you? I think it's rather.
Yeah, but let me ask this: is this another thing that has to be approved, Medicaid waiver?
No. They don't it doesn't matter if we provide you with one or you just it's. It's some people, most people want rather to have a family member, a friend, you know, someone they know that, you know, they use for a caregiver. So it's just the benefit.
That works. I was under the impression that we had to go through a local agency.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the phone number you called is your phone number, right?
It is.
Does your daughter have a phone number?
554-1719. She does not.
Okay, and do you have her social security number?
If you give me just 1 minute to park, I can get it out for you. I'm driving to work right now.
Okay, no problem.
And I can get it in just a second. Curious, does it possibly show you how many hours for this she's approved for currently or anything?
So I wouldn't know that because we're gonna do a state call, which is I connect you to the state and they will ask you a couple of questions, and if you want you can ask them. Yeah, they I wouldn't know how many hours you're I'm trying to try to check, but I didn't see I can't know that. So
okay. All right, her social, are you ready?
Just hold on. Yeah, okay.
491-210461.
Let me repeat that for you. 491-210461.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So did you ever have for her such a kind of aid, or is it the first time you try to get an aid from such a caregiver?
We have had aids for the last couple of years, just never picked our own. We've went through an agency here in West Plains, and I'm just trying to change because.
Okay, no problem. Okay, just need to know if it's
latest
transfer.
No, we have for a long time.
Okay.
She's had an aide and a personal assistant and attended dayhab and different things. She has a Medicaid waiver for.
Okay, so yeah, so the address is fine. Okay, so are you okay if I just transfer you right now to the state?
That's fine.
Okay, so I will text you a few details on. Can I text you on the phone number that you're talking now?
Yes.
Okay, so basically, they're probably gonna ask you like a couple of questions, like the name and you know, and the you know, the medical, like the physical issues and things. So, and then they will ask you with what agency you want to go, right? So we're Deluxe Home Care. So I'm just gonna text you our phone number and our name in case they ask it from you. You should have it. And do you have the patient's DCN number, which is the Medicaid number, or should I text it to you? Because I have it here on file.
Is it the one? I mean, if you have it right there, go ahead and text it to me.
Yeah,
if
okay.
Not, is that something that's on her card?
Yeah, it's a number on her card, but it's so sometimes people just like it to have it like right away on their phone when they ask it.
So, yeah, sure. If you text it to me and all that information, that would be
sure.
Convenient. I appreciate it.
I will. So we're Deluxe. Okay, just tell me if you got the text. Just hold on 1 minute. Did you get any text message?
Not just yet. It might take a moment. There, it looks like I got something. Hang on, I will check it. Deluxe Home Care phone number 314-501-2520.
Yep, that's me.
I got that one, yes.
Let me just text you the DCN number.
Okay. Yeah, I got the Medicaid ID number as well.
Yeah. Okay, just hold on. Okay, so I will transfer you now to the state. It might take a few minutes until you get connected, so please don't hang up, okay? And you know, they will ask you like, I guess, I'm not sure, but they will ask you probably like what you're calling today, or you know, so you can tell them that you
sure.
Just calling for your daughter to for services to switch to, you know, from the current agency to Deluxe Home Care. And
okay.
Yeah. home and community-based services. This is Cecil. Are you calling for yourself or for someone else?
Someone else.
All right. May I have your name, please?
Deborah Johnson.
And your relation to the participant?
I'm her mother and her legal guardian.
All right. And what is a good callback number if we get disconnected?
417-554-1719.
All right, and the participant's name and date of birth?
Allison Campbell, AlysonCampbell, and her birthday is 9/9/2003.
All right, give me one moment here. All right, and is the number you gave me, the 1719, is that the primary number you want us to keep on file for her?
Yes.
Okay. And then are there any other secondary or alternate numbers that you would like on there as well?
No. I don't
okay.
think so.
And may I have the address, please?
7708 County Road, 8320, West Plains, Missouri. And it's 65775.
All right. And is that where you would like mail sent as well?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And which county is that?
Howell.
Okay. All right, and how can I help today?
We are just trying to switch companies for her aid, her personal care aid that comes in.
Okay. Which company are you wanting to switch to?
It is... Hang on, let me pull it up again. I apologize.
No, that's just fine.
Deluxe Home Care.
Okay.
And I have a phone number here for them.
That would be great.
314-501-2520. And when you're ready, I also had a couple of questions.
Okay. Is there any particular contact at Deluxe that we should ask for?
The name on here is, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's C-H-A-V-I-E.
Okay. All right. And does Allison live alone or with someone?
She lives with myself and my husband.
Okay. There. All right, and what questions can I answer for you today? Hopefully.
When I talked to the lady from this deluxe home, she mentioned that there was an option of us picking our own aid. We go through their company, but we could pick someone ourselves, or they can send someone out. And I just want to make sure that that is, like, all right, something we can do. I never knew that that was an option before, or maybe just not through the companies we've been, because Allie also has a personal assistant. So that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for her aid, and I'm not sure if you can see, like, what hours she is approved for right now. I think the aid is 2 hours, 15 minutes, 3 days a week. But this company said that we could use, like, a family member or someone to do that, and I don't know. I just never heard of that being an option before.
It is an option, yes. Let me just check on a few things and make sure she meets the criteria here. Let's see.
Okay. Because we've had an aid for a couple of years.
Right. Okay.
We've been through a couple different companies. It's rough.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if we can use our own person, that might
eliminate
a lot of problems right away.
Sure. And I'm not seeing anything on here that would block that from happening. So, yes, it looks to me like if your new agency offers that as an option, then absolutely. I know the process for that is a little different from agency to agency. Just whoever, the only restrictions there are the caregiver can't be the legal guardian, so you.
Yeah, that's me, so yeah.
Or
which
a
I
spouse.
Can't do it anyway, that's why we need. Yeah.
Right, so those are the only two restrictions there. Other than that, you're free to choose whomever you would like to use. They would probably need to check with Deluxe and see what is required for the onboarding process. Different agencies require different things. Like some just have some paperwork they need to fill out. Some have a little bit of training. There might be a background check, things like that. But yes, yeah. Other than that, that's definitely an option. Sure.
Okay.
Would you like me to include, basically what I'm going to do here is submit this request to change your company. It's going to be assigned to a care plan specialist, and they're going to be reaching out to you by a phone call just to confirm that that's what you want to do, and they will be the one to make the actual change to the care plan. Do you want me to include in there that you would like to discuss the aspects of switching over to CDS? It's called CDS, Consumer Directed Services Model.
I mean, if that's what it is, then I guess.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else I can help with? Any other questions you have for me?
Is that going to change something? Is she going to have something new on her waiver or something that's going to be a real long process that we change?
No, it can be done at the same time as the change of company. So I mean, yeah, it does affect things minimally. I'm not a care plan specialist, so I don't know exactly. I know, like, tasks are called different names. They're not exactly called the same thing. But overall, generally speaking, the care plan is very much the same. Yeah. But the specialist will be able to tell you the details of what switching over to that would cause to the care plan. So.
Okay. That's fine then. I mean, I guess that's all I need.
Okay. Well, is there a particular time of day that's better for you for the specialist to call?
Usually mornings are better because I don't open my shop until 11. But I mean, if it's a possibility that somebody can contact me today, I don't want to wait till tomorrow. So just, I guess anytime is fine.
Okay. Well, due to our caseload, we are running approximately 21 to 31 business days out. So it's going to be a little bit before they're able to reach out.
Oh.
I have to submit the request and then the next available specialist will be assigned. It'll be a little bit.
So
some of them are getting done. Oh, I'm sorry.
She could be without an aide for quite a while then, huh?
So is the current company not providing services?
No, we haven't had one for almost 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, I can definitely include that information. Let me...
And unfortunately, Allison is not able to stay home by herself. So I need to figure out something quickly.
Okay. All right. Well, I will include that in here then. And some of them are getting done much more quickly. It kind of varies depending on the caseload at any given time. So they just want you to be prepared for that time frame.
Yeah.
Let's see here. But yeah, I mean, it should your current company be able to provide somebody in the meantime, they're still authorized on here to do so. So if that's an option, you can definitely utilize that while you're waiting.
Okay.
All right. I think I've got all that in here. Okay. Well, if you don't have any other questions for me, I do have a recording that explains the next steps in the process of changing the care plan, and it will also provide the phone number that the specialist will be calling from. That way, you know it's us. I hear from time to time our number comes up as spam and then the call doesn't get answered and they won't make the change till they talk to you. So.
Okay.
All right. Well, I will get you transferred over to that recording. You can just jot down anything that's helpful and hang up when you're finished. All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Please hold while your call is connected.
PCCP request next steps. We have received a request to make changes to your HCBS care plan. We process requests by urgency of need and date received. Here's what you could do to prepare to communicate with a care planning specialist. Expect a call from 866-835-3505. Please add this number to your contact list so you know it is a legitimate call and not a telemarketer or scammer. It is vital that we have a way to leave a message if you miss our call. We will attempt to contact you one time, and you will have 10 days to return our call before the request is closed. The specialist assisting with your request will provide their direct phone extension. When you call, please wait for the message asking you to enter a direct extension to speak with a specific person. Call errors may occur if you enter the extension before prompted or too quickly. We must verify we are speaking with you. Please be prepared to verify your MoHealthNet or Medicaid number, date of birth, and Social Security number when we call. Questions to think about. Do you want agency model or consumer-directed services? In agency model, the provider agency selects, hires, trains, and supervises your caregiver. In consumer-directed, you select, hire, train, and supervise your caregiver. Why do you need this change? What specific tasks need to be changed? Example, bathing, dressing, toileting, meal prep, laundry, medication setup, light housekeeping tasks, home-delivered meals, etc. What provider would you like to use? Please have the business name, phone number, as well as who you have been in contact with from that agency if you are transferring your services. How often do you need help with each task, and how much time does each task take to complete? Who will provide backup support to you when your caregiver is unavailable? You must provide a backup plan that includes names, relations, phone numbers, and the tasks that the backup person can support you with. Your care plan is unique to you. You will help develop a care plan that provides you with the necessary assistance to remain in your home or least restrictive setting. Certain services are restricted to cost maximums, age, ability to self-direct, or other criteria. We will work with you to determine what services you are eligible for and authorize services within the scope of the HCBS program accordingly. HCBS services are based on your current needs. HCBS cannot provide help with things you do not currently need. HCBS is not a total care or 24/7 care program. HCBS can provide extra help to add to the support system you currently have. We look forward to serving you. As a reminder, multiple status checks can result in processing delays from all parties.